Both candidates are working hard to try and sway undecided voters in key swing states such as Colorado. Andy Salvadas of Boulder is one of those coveted voters. He's a registered unaffiliated and attended both campaign rallies. He says the president's rally definitely had a different feel.
I have to say the most striking difference was the demographics of the crowd. I would be surprised that if you showed me these two groups and said they're from the same country.
The race for the White House is being fought in less than 10 states. And on Wednesday, President Barack Obama tried to energize his supporters in a 15-minute speech. He touched on his own record and attacked Romney's economic plan.
You've heard now Governor Romney's sales pitch. He's been running around saying he's got a 5-point plan for the economy. Don't boo. Vote. Vote. That's the way to show your opinion.
Early voting in Colorado began on Monday, and the Secretary of State's office says nearly 10% of eligible voters have already cast a ballot. The Democratic Party even had vans on hand to shuttle people to and from polling sites. As close as this race is nationally, Governor John Hickenlooper told people Colorado plays a pivotal role.
This is the chance of a lifetime for you to make history, to really take this country and make sure that we keep moving forward.
Mr. Obama is on a swing through battleground states and pledged to the crowd that he would create jobs and provide middle-class security. He asked Coloradans to continue believing in him.
One thing I think you've seen, Colorado, over the last 4 years is that I mean what I say. I do what I say I'm going to do.
And that was good enough for Denver resident Sharon Johnson, who says she'll do whatever it takes to re-elect the president, including recruiting family and friends who don't usually vote. The mother of two daughters says she especially likes Obama's views on women's issues.
Romney, I believe, you know, just going by his history, and I researched his history, to each his own, but I think he views women in the back seat, and I'm not a woman that's going to sit in the back seat. I'm going to sit in front. And I'm going to steer.
More than 10,000 people stood outside in the chilly weather to see the president. Greg Fox is a longtime Obama supporter and came with his father. He says he backs Obama's views on everything.
Equality, on justice, on fairness, fair pay for women, all the social issues, and nobody can touch what he's done on foreign policy.
And while it's important to turn out the base, the race will come down to convincing the few remaining undecided voters, like Andy Salvadas.
Whether or not I feel like I trust either one more, I can't say.
But after attending back-to-back campaign rallies, Salvadas says he's now leaning towards voting for President Obama. Based on the diversity of the crowd.
This served as kind of proof that more of the people's interests are better represented by this party. Regardless of my specific positions on things, I think that this is a party that looks more at the bigger picture.
It's a case Mr. Obama will be trying to make in the waning days of the election. Polls have shown Governor Romney cutting into the president's lead in certain swing states. In Colorado, the race is still a toss-up. I'm Benta Berkland in Lakewood.